CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 13th of September 2020. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB Online Convention announces two more great talks. AMSAT UK Colloquium News. 6 Meter Group AGM goes online. During the online RSGB convention for 2020, you'll be able to enjoy some excellent lectures. On Saturday the 10th of October, the RSGB will be putting on two streams online for everyone to enjoy. In an introduction to... we have a pictorial introduction to data modes by Mike Richards, G4WNC. He'll be guiding viewers through the basics of data modes operation, explaining commonly used terms and development of the modes in general use today. And in the learn more about... stream, Alwyn Seeds, G8DOH, will look at VHF and UHF radios for contesting and DXing. The talk will discuss the important specifications for high-performance VHF and UHF radios and how these can most easily be achieved. For transmitters, the importance of achieving low radiated noise will be explained. The talk will be illustrated with measurements for a variety of radios based on both conventional and software-defined radio design approaches. You can find out more on the RSGB's own website. The AMSAT UK Colloquium 2020 will also be online this year. That takes place on Sunday the 11th of October. There'll be one lecture stream from 11am to 4pm, and you can find out more at amsat-uk.org/colloquium. The UK 6 Meter Group will hold its annual general meeting by video conference on Sunday the 27th of September at 1700 UTC. That's 6pm UK time. The brief formal part of the meeting will be followed by a talk from Peter Lund, JW7QIA, on his recent 50 and 70 metre megahertz operations from Svalbard, which is the northernmost year-round settlement on Earth and only 1,000 kilometres from the North Pole. Non-members of the group will be welcome to join the call but will not be able to vote. Connection instructions will be issued the week before the meeting via the group website, which is uksmg.org. The RSGB administers a number of award programmes for HF and VHF, including the Enhanced Special Awards for Foundation and Intermediate Licence Holders. A vacancy has arisen for a volunteer to promote and manage these programmes. For further information about the role, including how to apply, visit the Society's volunteer webpage on the RSGB website. The IARU Region 1 has just published a further news release following the online CPTPTC and CPTPTA meetings for WRC 23 PREP. The RSGB Spectrum Forum Chair and the RSGB Microwave Manager have been closely engaged at these meetings, IARU-R1.org. Details of the Portable Operations Challenge given in last week's news should have read the 3rd and 4th of October. Find out all you need to know on Fox Mike Hotel. That's actually written out in full, foxmikehotel.com/challenge. The RSGB 2020 construction competition is open for entries. There are four categories, including one specially for people who are new to amateur radio. The deadline is the 25th of September. More, including on how to enter, see rsgb.org/construction-competition. Mark, G0KZZ, has started a new internet forum for CW enthusiasts. It's wide-ranging, covering amateur CW operating to radio telegraphy history and key collecting to internet-based CW contacts. In the UK, the 5 megs or 60 metre band has been available to full UK licensees since August 2020. We owe this initiative to the late Gordon Adams, G3LEQ, who at the time was the Spectrum Director of the Radio Society of Great Britain. He was central to negotiations with the regulator and the UK Ministry of Defence, who were the primary user. One of the elements of Gordon's proposals was a countrywide news reading of the GB2RS. This has taken place regularly on a Sunday since the band's inception by a team of news readers. Gordon became Silent Key in February 2018, and the GB2RS 5 Megs news reading team, as the 5 Megs Pioneers Group, applied for and received the call G5MHZ. The call will be on the air in recognition and remembrance of the work done by Gordon at 5 Megs for UK radio amateurs. The special event news: since the change of regs applying to special event stations in the UK, many activations are now able to go ahead. UK amateurs are grateful to Ofcom for their help. Members of the Royal Air Force ARS will be operating GB80BOB from the 1st to the 28th of September, commemorating the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Britain. Due to COVID-19, Ofcom are allowing this call to be operated from homes. A list of operators and postcode locations will be displayed on the RAFARS website, and a special QSL card is available. Details: rafars.org. Now for the contest news, please remember to check before the contest for new rules due to lockdown and social distancing. The RSGB advises you to obey your own national and local government's advice first and foremost. The WAE DXSSB contest runs for 48 hours, ending 23:59 UTC, today the 13th, using SSB 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchange's signal report and serial number. Note the EU stations only work non-EU stations. The UK Microwave Group contest runs 0900 to 1700 UTC today the 13th, using all modes 24 to 248 gigs bands. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the IRTS 70 centimetre counties contest runs from 1300 to 1330 UTC. This is followed by the IRTS 2 metre counties contest, 1330 to 1500 UTC, both use SSB and FM only, and the exchange's signal report and serial number with EI and GI stations also giving their county. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the CW leg of the 80-metre autumn series runs at 1900 to 2130 UTC, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Thursday, it's the turn of the 70 megs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next Sunday, the 20th, the 70 megs AFS contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC, using all modes on the 4-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Bartag Sprint 75 contest takes place next Sunday, the 20th, 1700 to 2100 UTC, 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's serial number. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYE, G3YLA and G4BAO. It was another week with zero sunspots, but the upside was that we had settled geomagnetic conditions. The maximum KP index of 2, but more often than not just 1, so 2 normally, but often less. That was brought about by an absence of coronal holes last week. This meant that the ionosphere is pretty stable, with maximal usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometre path heading towards 18 megs at times. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index to be 70 and the largest KP index to be 2, so expect similar conditions. NOAA also predicts the KP index could rise to a maximum of 3, on the 18th and 19th because of a high-speed stream from a returning coronal hole. Due to seasonal changes, we don't expect ionospheric conditions to improve slightly as we head towards, that should be due. I'll say that again. Seasonal changes, we do expect ionospheric conditions to improve slightly as we head towards the end of the month. We also expect to see transatlantic paths and openings to South Africa and South America improving around the time of the autumnal equinox. There'll also be a gradual improvement in daytime maximum usable frequencies as we head towards autumn, but nighttime MUFs will decline. Expect October probably to be the best month all round for HF propagation. Now the VHF and up propagation, it seems as though the main sporadic E season is over for the summer, with even FT8 paths hard to spot on the DX cluster. So unless something exceptional turns up, you'll just have to wait for at least the small secondary December sporadic E peak for that DX mode again. The basic weather pattern to end the current week and take us into next week has high pressure over southern areas of the UK and cloudy unsettled weather over the northwestern areas with wind and rain. This means there's likely to be tropo on offer over the next few days, with paths to the south across Biscay initially and later biased more towards northern Europe. There could be an unsettled showery period of weather in the south as the high weakens by midweek, and typically after a few hot days there may be thundery showers, which is great news for gigahertz rain scatter operators. A temporary turn of high pressure later will probably put tropo back into play again, but with the further return of unsettled weather after a day or two. Expect a good week for EME with the moon at maximum declination this weekend, followed by shortening moon windows as the week progresses. Declination goes negative on Friday, and this coincides with perigee, where losses are at their lowest. 144 meg sky temperatures are low apart from next Thursday morning, when the sun and moon are very close to the sky. No meteor showers this week, so look for the best random meteor around local dawn while the Earth is rotating towards the orbital random meteor flux. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.